French industrial plant wrecked by 200-strong eco-mob cutting cables and starting fires. By Chris Tomlinson on December 13, 2022. A mob of as many as 200 far-left eco-extremists attacked an industrial plant in the French commune of Bouc-Bel-Air over the weekend, causing significant damage to facilities and vehicles. The attack took place on Saturday at an industrial plant belonging to the French cement giant Lafarge in Bouc-Bel-Air, a small community located just north of the city of Marseille. Various sources claim anywhere between 100 and 200 eco-extremists stormed the industrial facility. Within 15 minutes, the mob smashed offices and workshops, set construction machinery on fire, and severed electrical cables, broadcaster BFM TV reports. On Sunday, Lafarge released a statement saying the extremists had caused very significant damage to facilities, buildings and vehicles and labeled the attack as unprecedented violence. A far-left French website took credit for the attack, claiming that the industrial plant is one of the biggest polluters and producers of CO2 in the country. Here in Bouc-Bel-Air, the ovens that have been targeted, long fed by industrial waste and tires, are now the symbol of greenwashing. Air pollution is considerable and has been repeatedly denounced by all the press and local residents. However, chimneys still spew their venom, the extremists wrote. Lafarge and its accomplices hear nothing of the anger of the generations they leave without a future in a world ravaged by their misdeeds. Their machines, silos and mixers are weapons that kill us. They will not cease without being forced to do so, the group said. So we will continue to dismantle this infrastructure from the disaster ourselves. We call on all those who rise up for the earth to occupy, block and disarm the concrete, they added. The attack is just the latest act of industrial sabotage linked to far-left extremists in France and comes after French prosecutors in Grenoble linked far-left extremists to the sabotage of an electrical line earlier this year that left as many as 5,500 people without power. Hard-left activists again showed their contempt for the modern world in 2021 when arson attacks targeted internet infrastructure. Explaining their motive, the anarchists thought to be behind the bombing said, "It is not to protest against 5G in particular but in a broader context, fighting against the techno world. We want to salute all the arsonists who are acting in the shadows at the moment and repeatedly beating this technological hell." Far-left eco-extremists have also been involved in violence against police this year in France, with a mob of around 4,000 extremists clashing with local gendarmes in Sainte-Soline in October, leading to 61 injuries among officers. French Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin slammed the mob, stating, 61 gendarmes were injured, 22 of them seriously. This figure shows that it was not a peaceful demonstration but a very violent rally, and later accused those participating of eco-terrorism. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.